org. You can listen to us 24/7. It's straight up 3 o'clock, and it says here on my thermometer that it is 83 glorious degrees outside. The forecast for this evening is mostly clear with dense fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, more fog in the morning, but yeah, tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, a few clouds in the evening, and a chance of showers, lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night. Monday, we've got some more clouds hanging around with showers and maybe thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s on Monday, chance of rain 50%. More showers possible Monday night, lows in the mid-50s. Chance of rain on Monday is also 50%. So we have a little rain in our world coming up. Stay tuned for now and then coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. Welcome. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the incredible virtuosity of the bass player of the American singer-songwriter, Michel Ndegeocello.
Thank you. to me, come, come and come to me, come to me, come and come to me, come.
Come to Me. That album is called Comet Come to Me. That's the title track by Michel and Degio Cello, released on June 3rd, 2014. Oh man, what a gifted musician. Michel and Degio Cello was actually born overseas in Berlin, Germany. Her father was in the army, a sergeant major in the army, but he was also a saxophonist. She was born in Germany, but she was raised here in the United States in Washington, D.C. And it's interesting. I have the feeling she's a fairly private person. Her art is about her music and, whatever fame she has, which is fairly considerable. It seems that that's not the motive, for her as a performer, as a composer, as I said, a virtuoso bass player. When she was in high school, she went to a special arts school, the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and she also attended Oxon Hill High School. So when she's 17 years old, now that's pretty young to know who you are, but when she's 17 years old, she changes her name. Her birth name was Michelle Lynn Johnson. But when she's 17, she takes a Swahili name. And in Swahili, Ndegeo Cello means free like a bird. I think that's just beautiful. She has had such a successful career. The album that we just heard the track from, Comet Come to Me, was actually her 11th studio album. It's got some wonderful musicians on it. Amp Fiedler, Laurel Canyon, Jonathan Wilson, he's a Texas blues rocker, Doyle Bramhall, Christopher Bruce on guitar, Earl Harvin on drums. She has been an incredibly collaborative performer from the very beginning of her career. She started out playing, you know, a lot of live gigs in the circuit in Washington, D.C. She actually even auditioned to be Living Colors bass player in 1992. But she was actually signed, one of the first acts signed to Maverick Records, Madonna's record label. And her debut album was entitled Plantation Lullabies. What an absorbing record. She received 3 Grammy nominations for that album. The Best R&B Album, the Best Female R&B Vocal Performance, the Best R&B Song for If That's Your Boyfriend. So I think we need to listen to a couple of tracks. Let's go back to 1993. Let's see, in 1993, she was 25 years old when she releases her debut album. I want to listen to two tracks. I Dig You Like an Old Soul Record. And I mean, you know, you hear the funk, you hear the jazz, and when you listen to her lyrics, the way that she sings is so aggressive, so strong. But when you actually read the lyrics, there's so much tenderness there. So much tenderness. I wanted to just read some of the lyrics from another song. We're going to listen to I Dig You Like an Old Soul Record. And then we're going to hear a song called Step Into the Projects. The lyrics to Step Into the Projects are really beautiful. I'll just read a couple of them because they go by so fast. She's darker than a child's deepest sleep, and into his mind she creeps. In the world of lies and confusion, she's the only thing not clouded by illusions. He searches to find peace within. He finds love in the blackness of her skin. And he sees her blackness is fine, the blackness of her skin and the blackness of her mind. You know, straight from the womb, right smack dab into the middle of poverty. Insecurity, no one to save me. It's very poignant lyrics. Michelle and Dagio Cello from Plantation Lullabies.
Sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. Dig it like an old soul record.
Yes, I'm digging you. I dig it like an old soul record.
Just sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Remember back in the day when everyone was black and conscious, down for the struggle. Love brought us all together. Sit back and talk, cultivating a positive vibe. Blue lights in the basement. Freedom was at hand and you could just taste it. It was so cool.
Digging on me, digging on you. Everything was cool. Yeah, yeah.
My brothers were saying,
ain't no love another one. I got baby, baby. Yes, I'm digging you. I dig it like an old soul record.
Yeah. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Now brothers facing, run up on the beat down cops that be chasing. I'm running out of time, I'm running out of patience in this war of the conscious mind. I need some black on black on, baby. So grind for the shade of time. Bye. 8 track. I dig it like an old soul record. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the 8 track. I dig it like an old soul record. Yes, I do, yes, I do. Yes, I'm digging.
Michelle Andeggiocello. That was her debut album in 1993 called Plantation Lullabies. Yeah, I dig you like an old soul record and step into the project. Wow. I mean, the virtuosity of that kind of bass playing is remarkable. I mean, you know, there's a lot of recordings available. You can search for her on YouTube and you can see her performing live, and it's astounding. Because there's a certain coordination involved with singing and playing a live instrument. You know, if it's one thing when you're playing a piano or a guitar, because usually if you're playing the guitar and singing along with it, the rhythm that you're playing and the melody that you're singing are usually pretty closely related. But when you listen to what she is doing on the bass, and you combine that with the singing that she's doing, it's truly an outstanding accomplishment. And the songs, they're so infectious, the rhythm and the physicality of it. But what's such an unexpected and a sophisticated level of lyricism in the words, there's a certain vulnerability there that makes her very appealing as an artist. I was fortunate to see her live at the Knitting Factory in Manhattan back in the mid-90s, right around the time that this album was released. She's a beautiful woman. She is a black woman. She has an interesting sensitivity. She's photosensitive. If she sees strobe lights, she's susceptible to having seizures from flash photography. And when I saw her at the Knitting Factory, she asked the audience, please don't take any flash photographs. And she got like 3/4 of the way through her first song, and sure enough, somebody started taking flash photographs. And she left the stage. But it was just enough to have, just to see her briefly, even so. That first album released on Maverick Records, Madonna's album, that was in record label. That was 1993. The following year, she collaborates with one of the most famous jazz keyboardists, Herbie Hancock. There's an organization called the Red Hot Organization. And, you know, AIDS was just a devastating epidemic, especially in the African-American community. And the Red Hot Organization was founded to raise money to fight the AIDS epidemic. And they released an album called Stolen Moments, Red Hot and Cool. And it was called the Album of the Year by Time Magazine in 1994 when it was released. Herbie Hancock is on this album, and Michelle Andeggiocello plays bass and sings on a song with Herbie Hancock called Nocturnal Sunshine. And on another note, not only was she active, she continues to be active in support of AIDS awareness inside of the community. In 2002, she collaborated again on another track for the Red Hot Organization, a tribute album to Fela Kuti called Red Hot and Riot. AIDS support. So let's listen to Herbie Hancock, Michelle Andeggiocello, Nocturnal Sunshine.
Garden of Eden, spiritual bliss, forgiveness. Offerings of sunflowers, Marvin Gaye, black butterflies. With death you realize hatred is futile. Sin a figment of our imagination. And compassion is often greater than God. So come here, let me kiss your mind. bathe your soul in a nocturnal sunshine. Let me kiss your mind, bathe your soul in a nocturnal sunshine. Some making love only pacifies the urge to die, submerged between warm thighs, infiltrate the injured dreams of the world in a nocturnal sunshine. While man simply dreams, and I open up myself to live the dream and give you love far beyond earthly means.
Let me kiss your mind,
come in,
bathe your soul
in a nocturnal sunshine.
Shine.
Hey, just one kiss.
Let me kiss your mind,
bathe your soul in a nocturnal sunshine.
Stolen Moments, Red Hot and Cool. That's Herbie Hancock and Michelle Andeggiocello on bass and vocals. Herbie Hancock, of course, on piano. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're exploring the life and the music of the American singer-songwriter Michel Ndege Otello. If you're curious how to spell that, it's N-D-E-G-E-O-C-E-L-L-O, Ndege Otello. And as I said earlier, in Swahili, that means free like a bird. And she certainly makes me feel that way when I hear the way that she plays, the way that she sings. What a remarkable musician. She has also recorded music for a lot of different soundtracks for movies. The recording that we just heard was from 1994 with Herbie Hancock. That following year, she does a soundtrack for Higher Learning. In the following year after that, 96, a soundtrack for a movie called Panther. That same year, she does The Best of Chaka Khan, Volume 1, with Chaka Khan. We're about to hear a song from the movie called Love Jones, released in 1997. She's not playing bass on the track we're going to hear. The song is called Rush Over, and she's playing synthesizer and singing, but a man named Marcus Miller is playing bass. This song called Rush Over was released on an album produced and recorded by Marcus Miller called Tales, released in 1995. And apparently the song was also included on the soundtrack to the movie Love Jones. 97, the movie Money Talks. In 1997, from the Batman and Robin movies, the soundtrack, she did Poison Ivy. In 1998, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. 1998, Down in the Delta. Now, these are all movies that she's done the soundtracks. 2000, Love and Basketball. And in 2007, for the Amnesty International campaign to save Darfur, she did a cover of John Lennon's Imagine. So what an accomplished musician. What a prolific songwriter. And the thing that's exciting for me is she's just now in her mid-40s. So she's really coming into maturity as a musician. What a fascinating person. Let's listen to that song I mentioned. This is from the Marcus Miller album called Tales. This song is called Rush Over, with Michel Ndege Otello singing lead.
Just won't suffice for more. My imagination is filled and my cup runneth over.
You feel the same for me.
Yeah.
Try to imagine it, picture you. For you're no more than a voice on my telephone that I find myself rushing home to. Your voice makes me want to do things I'm much too shy to say. You leave me to question.
If you feel the same for me,
yeah,
the way I feel for you, I'll rush over.
Tell tell me.
There's no reason to be alone. My want for you is a rushing over.
Won't you play for me?
Marcus Miller. That album is called Tales from 1995. The song's called Rush Over. And we've been listening to Michel Ndegeocello play the bass. But on this particular recording, this is a Marcus Miller album. Marcus Miller is another virtuoso bass player. You can hear how much they have in common musically and the style that they have. Michel was singing and playing synth on that song. So the following year, she has her her biggest commercial success, and it wasn't on one of her solo recordings. It was actually on a duet that she did with John Mellencamp, of all people. Now, I'm thinking when I hear Michel Ndegeocello, you know, it's jazz. It's kind of a hip-hop. It's R&B. And, you know, John Mellencamp is a Midwest American rocker. So it's really cool that those two collaborated with her. The song is called Wild Night, and it was released in 1996. And it's actually by Van Morrison, one of my favorite musicians. And that would be kind of like Celtic soul. So it's a real wild combination of influences, Wild Night. It actually reached number 3 on the Billboard charts. And it was the only time that she's actually been, you know, significant in the Billboard charts. She did have one track off her Plantation Lullaby album that also made it into number 73 in the top 100. But as I'm fond of saying, commercial success is no guarantee of artistic success. So another collaboration that she did, on the Mellencamp thing, she sings and she plays bass and sings. Another collaboration she did with a variety of different musicians. But in 1997, she's playing bass with the Rolling Stones. which I think is real curious, because if I think of John Mellencamp as rock and roll, I certainly think of the Rolling Stones as dead center rock and roll with some blues thrown in. So after we hear the collaboration with Mellencamp, we're going to hear a song from the Rolling Stones' Bridges to Babylon album in 1997. The song is called Saint of Me, and it features Michel Ndegeocello on bass with the Rolling Stones. First, John Mellencamp.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember, baby, all those wild nights breeze through your mind,
and that you fly, crying. Wild night is calling. All the girls walk by, dressed up for each other.
light, and then his life began. I said, oh, yes, I said, oh, yeah. Augustine knew temptation, he loved women, wine, and song, and all the special pleasures of doing something wrong. The same.
The Rolling Stones with Michelle Ndegeocello holding down the bass part on that 1997 album. And that song is called Saint of Me. And right before that, we heard John Mellencamp with Michelle Ndegeocello, Wild Night. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. In today's program, we're catching up with a creative American singer-songwriter, Michelle Ndegeocello. Actually, she's playing a concert tonight. If you happen to be in Cambridge, Massachusetts, she's at the Sinclair. If you miss her there, you're going to have to go to Tokyo, Japan, because the next time she plays, she'll be over in Tokyo in July. And in the fall, in October, she'll be in Switzerland and Germany and Sweden and the Netherlands. Going over to London. She'll be playing in Paris, France in November on a world tour. Michelle Ndegeocello just released an album, Comet, Come to Me, on June 3rd, 2014. Since 2011, she's released three albums, all of them on a record label called Naive Records. A lot of people are being doing their own labels. But Naive Records is actually a French independent record label based in Paris. It was founded in 1997, so it's a fairly young label. But like I said, she's done three albums. In 2011, the album called Weather. And then in 2012, a dedication to Nina Simone, Pour une âme souveraine. And then this year, June the 3rd, her latest recording, Comet, Come to Me, Michelle Ndegeocello. I actually became aware of this recent release by one of my favorite artists from a special that NPR just ran on All Things Considered. Apparently, on May 30th, out in Los Angeles, Michelle puts on what they call a secret show, which means that just a few people can attend, because if a lot of people found out about it, it would be sold out and swamped. But 150 people got to watch her do a live performance at the place called the Village Studios in Los Angeles. And after the concert, one of NPR's host, Arun Roth, did an interview with Michelle about a lot of different things, and it was fascinating to hear her talk. She makes no secret of the fact that she's bisexual. She's also got a lot of very well articulated political opinions, and she's a very strong voice as a musician. And I thought the funniest thing was Arun Roth says to her, you know, it looks like when you're performing that you're in a trance. And she says, yeah, that's called worry. It was so funny. But if you look at what she has to say about things, I'd like to read a string of quotes, direct quotes from Michelle, when she talks about her own religion. And she says, quote, that's the beauty of music. Everyone has their own interpretation. Music and religion is so open to interpretation. I think I was on the brink of fanaticism. I used to be a religious fanatic. Now I think I'm a Judeo-Christian, Islamically influenced agnostic who really enjoys Christopher Hitchens. Yeah, and Islam, which is a religion I really felt connected to until I realized they'd probably stone me to death. So everyone in the audience laughs after she says that about Islam. And then she says, yeah, you have to laugh to keep from crying. A really wonderful woman. At the end of that same interview on NPR with Arun Roth, she talks about social media, and I love what she says, you know, because when you're a musician and you're in the public today, you can't avoid interacting with your fans. And she says, quote, Michelle Indeghiocello, quote, "I have to socially interact on social media in a way that is sometimes awkward, but I think in terms of creativity, it really separates those who want a great fame from those who just like to make music. And it's hard sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, it's hard for me to explain. Like, I don't want to know what you think." I love it. Michelle Indeghiocello. Let's listen to another song from her brand new recording, Comet Come to Me. This is Michelle Indeghiocello, Modern Time.
You can stop. You can stop. Betwixt and between the things that you have not yet discovered, let it carry you and me over the river, then wash us down, lift us out of this flashing life. I want out of rat on top of rat. I'll race you down to the water.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the American bassist, singer, songwriter, Michelle Andegeocello. I hope you enjoyed the music. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 79 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and this is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Okay, it is a beautiful sunny afternoon. We do have a forecast for a mostly clear night, but after midnight, there's going to be some patchy, dense fog going down to the lower 50s tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to have more of that fog in the morning, but a mostly sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. Get out your swimming suits. Tomorrow night, more clouds in the evening, and showers move in on Sunday night. A chance of rain, 40%. It's going to be down.